AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Millions more U.S. children could be vaccinated against the coronavirus, perhaps starting as early as next week. Here's Sagar Magani.
The Food and Drug Administration has cleared Pfizer's vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. They would get kid-sized doses, a third of what's given to teens and adults. The CDC next week will formally recommend just who should get them, after some FDA advisors said vaccinations should be targeted to those kids at higher risk and that not all children need them. A recent Kaiser Family Foundation survey suggested most parents will not rush to get their children vaccinated right away. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A review by federal intelligence agencies is inconclusive about the spread of the coronavirus, including animal-to-human transmission or leaked from a lab. President Biden met first with Pope Francis today, says the issue of abortion did not come up. Biden says the Pope also told him he should continue to receive communion. He later met in Rome with French President Macron. While Biden did not apologize, he did say the U.S. was clumsy in its handling of a secret U.S.-British submarine deal with Australia, the arrangement leaving France in the lurch.
What really matters now is what we will do together in the coming weeks, the coming months.
The final weekend of campaigning in New Jersey, New York City, and Virginia. Titus race is in Virginia. Former Governor Democrat Terry McAuliffe in a dead heat with Republican Glenn Youngkin. McAuliffe telling backers,
conspiracy theorists, we've got anti-vaxxers, and we got Donald Trump. They're all on one side. From the day he got into this race, Glenn Youngkin has run a campaign of hatred, division, and fear.
New Jersey voters are electing a governor, and the mayor's race tops the ticket in New York City. This is AP News. A half dozen New York City firefighters face possible suspension for driving a fire truck, sirens blaring, lights flashing, to a state senator's office in protest of the city's mandate that they be vaccinated against COVID-19. The state has nothing to do with that mandate. Union President Andrew Ansbrough says firefighters, police, and other city workers are under a lot of stress to be vaccinated or the possibility of losing their jobs.
They don't know how they're going to feed their families, and they have to make this decision on an artificial timeline. It's unfair to New York City firefighters. It's unfair to police officers and everyone that have been keeping the city together for 20 months during a pandemic to say you have 9 days to choose between your health care or the decision you want to make about your health care and whether or not you're going to receive a paycheck.
Close to 20% of city workers, including nearly 30% of fire and EMS workers, have not been vaccinated as of yesterday. Modest gains to close the week on Wall Street. The Nasdaq gained 50 and the S&P closed up 8. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.